Right now, it takes about 1 year for VA to process a new claim. That is simply no way to treat a wounded soldier coming back from a war.
We're constantly receiving indirect fire from 2008, 2009, and we had taken a direct hit.
Retired Naval Commander Jake Schneider has suffered multiple injuries throughout his 22-year military career, the most recent being a traumatic brain injury sustained while in Iraq. Over 2 million Americans have been deployed in the last 12 years to fight the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Jake is among the thousands injured who have returned home only to face another battle with the Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA is the second largest federal department and is responsible for providing care and benefits to U.S. veterans. During the enlistment process, a recruit is told that should a service-related injury occur, the U.S. government will provide financial assistance in accordance to the severity of the injury. However, the VA hasn't been able to fulfill that promise in a timely manner, causing emotional and financial hardships in the veteran community.
Quite frankly, most people don't know VA has received more than 800,000 disability claims from Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, and Congress and VA plan for zero.
The Obama administration considers any claim that has been pending for more than 125 days to be backlogged. As of August 2013, the VA reported almost 800,000 pending claims, with 63% of them backlogged. This is down from March, when nearly 900,000 claims were pending, with 70% of them backlogged. The VA argues that these numbers show an improvement. However, reports of an increase in errors among processing claims indicates a poor quality of work.
VA makes a mistake in 30% or more of the cases that they decide. That means veterans have to appeal. And when a veteran appeals, he or she waits 4 more years for an answer from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The root causes are a failure within VA leadership to plan for large increases in claims.
The ability to receive what's due, it makes a difference. A few hundred dollars, $300 makes a big dent, you know, and a lot of lives, a lot of families.
Jake had to wait 1 year before receiving partial VA compensation. He has not been able to receive his full benefits yet because the VA mismanaged his paperwork. This has caused him financial stress.
I don't know how much longer I can keep going.
VA claim backlog does exacerbate the mental health of a veteran who is already suffering from problems related to the war.
We have 22 veterans a day that are committing suicide. Part of the contributing factor is part and parcel to the veterans that are being delayed, denied.
This is very serious. These veterans earn those benefits for getting wounded or injured while in the military. And for the country to say that we can't take care of those who defended our Constitution and our country, we are headed for a very serious crisis.